going to be announcing disaster assistance improvements and support for farmers affected by extreme weather. To get in on this conversation, reporters, please press star 1 on your touchtone pad. Let's just jump into it. Mr. Secretary, good afternoon.
Thank you, and thanks to all who are on the call. I'm joined today by Juan Garcia from FSA and Brandon Willis, who's from my office. And if there are very detailed questions, I may ask either one of those gentlemen to help me. We just had a crop report today, which indicated a significant reduction in corn production, as well as bean production, lower forecasts for wheat, soybean oil, soybean meal, and corn, lower forecasts for milk, beef, pork, broilers, and turkey. And it's obvious that weather is having an impact on the estimates of crops. Despite the fact that we have more acreage planted this year, we still are looking at significant reductions. And despite the fact that we may, even with the corn estimates as they have been reduced, would still have the third largest crop of corn in our history, nearly 13 billion bushels, and a very large soybean crop, we need to be cognizant of the fact that drought and weather conditions have severely impacted and affected producers around the country. In order for us to respond, we need tools. And frankly, we have a limited set of tools in light of the fact that disaster programs under the 2008 Farm Bill expired on September 30th of last year. And even if the current Farm Bill were to be extended, they would not revive those extinguished programs. So our team at USDA looked at things that we could do, that we should do, in order to assist and help farm families throughout the country deal with difficult weather conditions. First of all, I think people need to have and wanted to have a much faster process for designating secretarial disaster areas so that the relief that's afforded with the secretarial disaster designation could be forthcoming more quickly. From time to time, relying upon governors and others in states to get to us timely information and timely requests has resulted, unfortunately, in some counties not being able to be qualified because the requests were not timely made. We want to avoid that situation. So today we are announcing a final rule which will streamline the disaster designation process. There are essentially a couple of important steps. First of all, we are providing for an automatic qualification for any county that has been in a drought monitor D2 condition for 8 consecutive weeks or a D3 condition anytime during the growing season to be automatically qualified under a secretarial designation. With that change, effective tomorrow, 1,016 primary counties throughout the United States will be designated under the secretarial designation for 2012. This is the largest single secretarial designation in the history of our program. We're also providing for areas that have not yet met those thresholds a streamlined process in which requests can be started by the and reviewed by the County Emergency Board and the State Emergency Board and authorized and recommended by the State Executive Director and come to my office, and we will promptly respond to those requests. The qualifications of the losses that are required, the 30% loss threshold still has to be met in those circumstances where the County Emergency Board, the State Emergency Board, and the State Executive Director for FSA basically make the request. So effective Thursday, we're going to have over 1,016 primary counties involved. There will be a map on our website that shows those counties that will be fast-tracked because of drought. That is not to say that there won't be other counties in other states that aren't so designated at this point, but now they'll have two opportunities to qualify, either under the automatic qualification with drought conditions or under this streamlined process that no longer requires a gubernatorial request. Secondly, we also recognize that for too many years, our emergency loan system was not effective in providing assistance and help to producers, simply because the interest rate on those emergency loans was in fact higher than our operating loan rate. And that was a result of it being a fixed interest rate, which at the time it was established years ago, It was indeed less than the operating loan, but over time, operating loan rates have come down. So to rectify that circumstance and to make emergency loan assistance more available and less expensive, we're announcing today a process that we will be effective July 15th of establishing a floating loan rate for emergency loans, which will be 1% below our operating loan rate. What that will effectively do is it will take the current loan rate of 3.75% on emergency loans and reduce it to 2.25%. We estimate and expect that roughly $38 to $39 million may be available within this program that could be used by producers who are impacted and affected by disasters like the drought that we are currently experiencing. We also recognize that these conditions have made it very difficult for livestock producers in particular. And those livestock producers have requested that we become a bit more flexible in terms of the CRP program and emergency haying and grazing. So, effective immediately, we are creating an opportunity for those who are using emergency haying and graying opportunities. Under the old approach, they would be required to return, in essence, or not to receive 25% of their CRP payment, their annual rental payment. We're reducing that 25% threshold to a 10% threshold. So an additional 15% cushion, if you will, and benefit to those who will need emergency haying and grazing on CRP land. This affects all acres nationwide that are currently and will be used for haying and grazing under emergency circumstances. It applies, obviously, only to the emergency haying and grazing acres. And we're obviously encouraging those producers in counties that have been impacted by a drought to be aware of this, and this obviously will be effective in terms of haying and grazing after the primary nesting season is concluded. Now, these three steps, finalizing the final rule on a streamlined designation process and providing immediate relief for over 1,000 counties, reducing the loan rate and reducing the cost of using emergency haying grazing on CRP land are designed to provide some assistance. I want to point out, however, that we have limited tools because of the expiration of the emergency programs and disaster programs under the 2008 Farm Bill, which is why it's extraordinarily important for House leadership to allow the work that's being done in the House Ag Committee today and hopefully resulting in a markup of a bill, to have that bill come to the floor and get it debated and voted on so that the differences between the House and Senate version of a Food, Farm, and Jobs bill can be ironed out before September 30th and providing USDA potentially with additional tools, especially for livestock producers, that would be placed in a completed Food, Farm, and Jobs bill. Extraordinarily important, and I think it's necessary to point that out.